Hey everyone, it is Matt Glogley with the Practice Profit System, and I want to let you know that over the next couple of weeks, you are going to be hearing some interviews that I did with speakers for an event that was hosted with Top Doctor and I Am Champion events. This event was hosted June 3rd through the 5th in Miami down at the Four Seasons Resort, and these are interviews with speakers, and I thought that these speakers that you're going to hear from over the next month were the best, most intriguing ones. So I'm really excited for you to hear this and to share this information with you. Now, you might notice that through the audio recording, we actually talk a little bit about the event. Again, that event most likely by the time you've listened to these has passed. However, there will be events like this in the future. That is our hope and our goal. So I really hope you enjoy these. I really had a great time interviewing these folks. You're going to hear a lot of really cool new stuff. Some of it's personal development. Some of it's on the medical side and our continued quest to expand our information that we share with you and help you become the absolute best medical practice owner, business owner that you can possibly be. I appreciate the opportunity to continually help you in your transformation. Take a listen. I look forward to talking to you and meeting you face to face in the near future. Carpe diem, everybody.
Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show.
Everyone, it is Matthew Glogley once again with a quick little interview for our Top Doctor event being held in Miami. That is June 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Four Seasons. It is the Health, Wealth, and Self Summit. And today I'm really excited to talk with Dr. Patrick Porter. If you have ever been looking for a way that you can have an edge in the way that you perform, the way that you sleep, well, then I think you're really going to love this interview. And I'm a bit of an addict when it comes to peak performance. So Patrick, instead of me trying to tell your story, why don't you tell your story? Tell everybody what you do.
We're in the brain fitness industry. We have an app and we have a headset. And of course, if they come out to the conference, they're going to get to try it for free. We're going to have a booth set up there. We can even show them, they can do a case study of one because we'll have our NeuroCheck technology there where they can do a pre and post, see how their nervous system is actually regulating right now.
That's fantastic. So how in the world did you get started in this space?
I'm pretty fortunate. My dad was an alcoholic. When you think about it, he got help. He got help. I say I was blessed to be the son of an alcoholic.
That's a great way. By the way, the Al-Anon is working. So yes. That's good.
Well, my dad got help through meditation. He was a Silva instructor, one of the first in America. So I grew up basically using GSR machines to meditate, which means I was using blood flow restriction and blood flow monitoring. There was no neurofeedback back then when I was a kid. It was all biofeedback. But now we've moved into neurofeedback. My love was always electronics. But I went to school for psychology. So I got to marry the two things I love to do. And I feel like I've never worked a day in my life. So these are things I love to do to change people's brains and make them better and help people with peak performance, whether it be sports or in business or in life.
Okay, so let's talk about this from the business standpoint. You were telling me that you just did a recent study with peak performers out in Silicon Valley. I think our listeners would love to know more.
Well, Julia Arn, who's actually a peak performance coach, she was one of the top performers at Google. She had burnout. So we were doing a study to show how we can improve peak performance without burnout. You know, we have this great resignation going on right now. So everybody's wondering what's going on. What we noticed about that study, which was amazing, was that everyone who was a peak performance actually measured on the scale that they actually had mental disorders, you know, like depression.
I believe that.
they were working so hard, they were very successful, but we were able to change that by 70%, which means we got them into a happiness score instead of a depression score. And part of that is just recovery. You know, a lot of people go, go, go. And you know, the old saying, we retire and expire. A lot of people spend their life building their life, but then they have nothing left over at the end of the day. So we want to change that. And then we were able to change the peak performance metrics by 19%. There's a lot of other metrics, but I mean, the key is that when you are thinking better, you perform better and you sleep better, you just basically everything gets better. So we're teaching the brain to either wake up in the morning. We have something called digital coffee, which they can experience. We have something in the middle of the day we call reboot, because it's one we use actually with the Kansas City sport or other sports teams, that we show them we can take a recovery that typically would take 4 hours. We can get that same measurement and better in 20 minutes. And then we have ones that put people to sleep. So if you're out there and you're not sleeping well, 2/3 of America isn't sleeping. So if you're not sleeping well, our last sleep study we did in Australia with coal miners, so these are people that never see the light of day, we were able to improve their sleep over 65% in 6 weeks. So when you think about it, this is a tool. We all know we have a brain, but we don't know how to really manage it or work on it. Nutrition is important. We know that. We know about moving our body and breathing is really important. But how do you get brain fitness? Well, that's what I've spent my whole life, the last 30 years, perfecting. And now we have this tool called BrainTap, which is very easy. We're going to have it set up there. People can try it out. You know, I always say, you don't have to believe me. Just come experiment for yourself. We're going to be able to give you a case study. That's a nice thing about Top Docs. We have this, all the technology there, plus you can measure it. So you don't have to take my word for it. Come on out, see this latest technology and revolutionize yourself and your practices.
I love this because I love peak performance. Back behind me on this shelf, I have all kinds of books on peak performance and belief systems and all of that fun stuff. And I'm to say that I'm obsessed about this and have been for the last 20 years would be a bit of an understatement. And I haven't tried your stuff. I will, as soon as we get off this call, I'm going to go get the app. But, you know, I will tell you that here's my question. How is this different to you for someone versus, say, just binaural beats on Spotify? What's the difference between these two?
Well, we did a study actually that's now in a bigger study with one of the nice things, Seminole College down in Florida actually put in a brain center. They gave it to us for free. We didn't have to, we had a name on a building and we didn't have to pay for it because we revolutionized their golf team. Their golf team is now 3 years in a row national champion and they use BrainTap.
Really?
Yeah. So the difference is we're doing a bigger study there. And also we're doing a study in Brazil, which is a digital drug study that the government paid for in Visa, $250,000. But part of that study is we wanted to show the difference between music alone and BrainTap. So we took a piece of music. We played it. We measured the brain. We had them hooked up to QEG on something called the Wabi, which is can measure 19 points of the brain. We also had heart rate variability going at the same time. So, of course, we did a baseline. We had them listen to music, just like you'd expect. Music relaxed them. You know, they got into this meditative kind of state, high alpha state, which is really good for focus and concentration. In music, we call this the Mozart effect, which is really popular. But then after the music was done, every one of the 100 people that we studied went right back to their stressed brain. There was no brain fitness. We took that same piece of music and I encoded our algorithm, which is a mix, a proprietary mix of isochronic tones, binaural beats, frequency response, activating the brain through light, sound, and vibration. When they did that, at the end of that session, the brain did not return back. It stayed in that optimum brain state and it took 72 hours to revert back to their, what would be called their baseline. And what we know is if you do brain tap 3 times a week minimum, once a day is really good, but if you do it 3 times a week minimum, that would be your new baseline. So now you've actually trained your brain, just like going to the gym. We can't just go once and think we're going to build muscle.
Right.
This is called neuroplasticity. So in our one study we did in Florida with dementia patients, I'm just going to give the high level, in 6 weeks, 49% more neuroplasticity on average with our women in the study, and every one of them was taken off the dementia scale. So there could be magic happening, but we need to feed the brain the right information, and it comes in the form of light, sound, and vibration. And that's what we do.
And you have papers on this. You said you're presenting. This isn't something you're making up in your garage. Like this is, well, maybe you are, but you're just getting papers written on
right.
it.
Yeah, we built them in our back office at first, not in a garage, but that was in the 80s. But yeah, the National Institute of Health next week in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the Integrative Health Conference, where people come from all over the world, They accept, we submitted 12 studies that we finished over the last 2 years, and they accepted three of them. One showed a 39.8% improvement in neurological function with across the board with 100 people in a study. They wanted to see that. We're going to present a depression score on telemarketers that we did because, you know, that's a pretty stressed out job, right? So we took them and we showed them we could help them sleep better, perform better, you know, and those are really important studies. And then we have the one that's the dementia study that they wanted to see. We also have a really good concussion study. So if people, we have a concussion study that showed 1 year after treatment, we took a high school group, every high school student, cheerleaders to football players that got a concussion, we put them through a protocol. They all got medical treatment. But at the end of the treatment, 50% of them did brain tap. We then checked them a year later because we wanted to show brain fitness. What happens to somebody who has a concussion a year later? The group that did brain tap actually had between a 30 and 70% neurological improvement across the board over the people that didn't use brain tap. And that's a year later. So we want to show that there are ways we can fix the brain and get it working the way it was intended, but we've got to exercise the brain in the same way we exercise our body.
This is fantastic. I can't wait. And you have a booth. You're also presenting at the event?
Yes. I'm going to share the science. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Because I know our doctors will love that. And, you know, this event is targeted not just to physicians and all medical professionals, but it's also targeted to the everyday consumer because there's very few opportunities for the consumer and the doctor to engage in a place where the insurance provider is like not, you know, managing the conversation, right? I've been saying this in the interviews, you know, as someone who is a non-medical person, I just happen to own practices for a number of years, the USINs, the non-medical people, the citizens want to take back control over their healthcare. They want to know what the options are and people want to be more educated. So if you're always looking for a great edge on peak performance, then you need to get to Miami. One, it's Miami. What I mean, it's like the Vegas of the East, right? Miami's fantastic. The hotel is going to be amazing and you're going to get great information in this. So again, how quickly are people seeing an improvement in their performance, Patrick?
What? Just with one session, 39%.
Really?
To maintain that, you got to do it over time. Your nervous system can adjust really quickly and relearn and re-educate how it handles stress and anxiety. That's the main things.
All right. Well, cool. Folks, get to the Top Doctor event at the Four Seasons in Miami. That is June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. On the June 3rd, we're going to be doing a reception, a get to know you right by the pool, underneath the palm trees in the beautiful afternoon sun of Miami. And then we're going to have two jam-packed days on Saturday and Sunday. That is the Top Doctor Health, Wealth, and Self Summit. It's at the Four Seasons in Miami. That's June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you'll get to shake the hand of men and women and that are leaders in the industry like Dr. Porter is and helping us really kind of just take back control of our own healthcare. So Dr. Porter, thank you so much for taking the time to be on this quick little interview. I look forward to meeting you in Miami.
All right. Thank you, Matthew. Look forward to it as well. Thank you.
Got it. All right, everyone. We'll see you in Miami.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listen. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.